This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another Good Day Health program is on the air now, courtesy of the intelligence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here at your service and on your side to take your calls at 888-553-7536. No call is unwanted or unjust. What you do is tell us your story quickly, ask the question, but if you are worried that, oh, this is not a good question, a lot of people will be bored with it. No, the only bad question is one that doesn't get answered. So let's get to the questions at 888-553-7536. You may have questions about some of the things you've read this week that concern your health and well-being. Dr. Ken will cover all of that news. I'm Doug Steffen. You can email either of us as well. If you can't get through on the phone, it's 888-553-7536 for the phone. It's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com for email. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I woke up this morning wondering what it is that makes people laugh. Why do even babies giggle and laugh? The funny bone. There has to be a nervous system connection, a brain, and then, you know, when you're tickled, you chuckle, and then you laugh.
It's a universal feature.
What is
worldwide,
there?
Worldwide, it's just wired into our DNA as humans.
Yeah.
And it begins, as you point out, early in life, and cultures from all over the world enjoy a good laugh.
Well, do we laugh at the same things, though? It appears that's
not
the case.
There are common denominators, but there are unique features. There are definitely cultural aspects to humor.
What makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh?
Yeah.
I enjoy some good, funny movies that you probably don't like. Just some of the...
An example? Give me an example of one movie that makes you laugh that I don't make any difference whether I like it or not. I'm just curious as to what... You and I have never been to the movies together. What would you... But you and your wife love to go to the movies.
Yeah,
give me my
list of favorite funny movies?
Yeah.
What's my favorite funniest movie of all time? Let me think about that.
One of those things, there are five or six movies that I see, and not necessarily funny, but I never tire of watching them. There are certain parts of them, like Love Actually, which is a very popular movie this time of year.
You know, I like that movie, but that's not really
it's not funny. No, I'm not saying it's funny. I'm just saying the stuff that people hold on to. I went to see a great movie last night called Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey and a number of good people, and it's very interesting. It's a long story, but it's a very interesting story. It didn't make me laugh. It made me concerned about the future of our planet.
You know, I'll admit it to you, because you'll give me a hard time about it. I really like Will Ferrell.
And yeah, okay.
He cracks me up.
But you know enough about me to know that I don't think
you don't like him. That's why I hesitated to answer.
But, all right, you can answer it.
But Will Ferrell, he just...
Tears me apart. That's good stuff. I think that there were moments, if I can think about some people, if you're focused on television or movies or something, Carson always cracked me up.
Carson cracked me up?
Always cracked me up. And that was the beauty of what he was all about. I don't find the guys that do. Conan, every once in a while, does come up with a good one. I think Jimmy Fallon is just awful. But he's doing things differently. I think Leno has a good sense of humor and actually can get to people in that. It's facial. I don't know. I'm using those as examples. But there are things in your own life. There must be things that your daughter says to you that make you hilarious. Or even, and she isn't. She probably ticked at you because you find some things amusing about her when she says, and she doesn't like that.
She has a very good sense of humor, actually.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. When they were younger, I can remember laughing out loud at my two children and some of their antics, and they'd look at me as if I was crazy. What are you laughing at, Dad?
And, you know, you asked me what else makes me laugh. The Big Bang Theory makes me laugh.
How's that? You think it's
the TV show?
Oh!
I think that's hysterical.
Yeah, right.
And I know that you're not a big fan of it.
No, I don't like most of the comedies. I don't find them funny. They're all so forced, artificial, and stuff. There's not much on television that I think is good. There are three
and
or four
occasionally
of them.
Saturday Night Live still will make me laugh.
Yeah, not like it did when Steve Martin and Aykroyd. Oh, my God, those guys are funny.
But we date ourselves.
We do. All right, let's get to work here. 888-553-7536. I find interesting this week that the FDA has required labels on prepared foods. This has been put forth, well, labeling foods has been an issue, God knows why. It just shows you how poorly we are served by government. Why shouldn't you know what you want to know about what the food that you're putting into your body comes, where, how it's made, processed, where it comes from, where it's grown? Why shouldn't you? Why is that a political controversy unless somebody's trying to hide something from you? Hello?
I think it's a great idea. I talked about this three decades ago and dreamed about the day you could go out and suddenly know exactly what you potentially put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because it suddenly is getting easier to eat out. I hear this from my patients all the time who are trying to lose weight. It's impossible. But The FDA has ruled that all prepared foods designed for immediate consumption must be labeled with the number of calories they contain. All establishments with over 20 locations that sell food must prominently display the calorie count. So this is going to help all of us as we eat out.
All right, so I'm going to pass this along to you because this is from the same zone, from the same department, from the same mindset. You remember when the FDA reacted, if you will, to Congress's Food Safety Modernization Act, which was passed. It was in the hopper for a couple of years. I think it was passed in 2011 or 2012, pushed through.
That wore your stomach lining down way too much.
Well, now, because there were so many protests, the FDA took back all of the proposals to supposedly rewrite them. Now, they have re-proposed the Food Safety Modernization Act, and the rules that they changed, they did change the rules, but now they will have a more disastrous impact on small sustainable farms and food businesses if they are approved as they're written. So instead of making them better, easier to live with and work with, they've made them ridiculous. And what mostly it does that affects you if you're not a farmer, it reduces your access to information about food, to access local. What the proposals do is require people who have small family farms like I do to do record keeping that is complete BS, more nonsense than you. And they don't require Monsanto doesn't grow food. They don't require the big growers, the big producers, to do the same thing. So it is so heinous, and it's so deliberate. It's so cynical. And so what?
There's not a lot of sympathy for small business there.
No. So sympathy, that's what America's built on, for God's sakes. So we have thousands of people who fought hard for what they call the Tester-Hagen Amendment, which would exempt small-scale direct marketing farms like mine, the artisan food producers, the places that you love to go with your family to look at the cows or go out and walk in the fields, pick the raspberries, whatever it is. The FDA's rules will wipe them out. There will not exist ever again under these proposals. And they know it. And they're jerking the public around. Unfortunately, Congress gave the FDA the power to revoke the so-called Tester-Hagen Amendment on a case-by-case basis. It was intended to be a protective measure to address specific food safety threats by individual producers, but instead, these new proposed rules will give local bureaucrats, like in my community, the Board of Health, or somebody who's an agent like that, excessive power to target the farms, to target the food. Like I make yogurt and cheese and we produce now pasteurized milk on the farm. It isn't a raw milk, and it'll drive me out of business. I'll just shut the door. I'm not going to. I can't possibly pay for what it would cost. The proposed rules are aimed at the good farmers, the good food producers, and it's all about the big guys pushing the little guys around.
It's happening across the board. People like you and me, there's an effort to make us into dinosaurs.
It's sick. So I'm going to send you, if you want, I'll probably put this up on the Doug Steffen website. If you go to FTCLDF, probably that's a little hard for people to remember, but there's a group called the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and you can go there and you can comment on the proposed food safety regulations. You can read how they're going to impact you no matter what your age, no matter what size family you have, no matter what your income, no matter what your desire is. So you have until a week from next Monday. There are letters that are in there, but the comments need to come. Otherwise, these jerks will, and that's what they are. They are complete jerks. They will do things to the food supply that will prevent you from being able to have the choices that you want to have. And I think anybody, I think it's all about choice. If you want to have a bad, what I would describe as bad food, or Ken would describe as bad food, that's your choice. But these actions take your choice away from you, which is completely un-American. So, anyway, if you want to go, I'm going to have this put up on, as I said, on DougSteffen.com. Ken, you might want to put it up at DrKenShow.com. But it's easy to find the petitions and all that other stuff and sample letters if you go to the farmers. It's actually farmtoconsumer.org.
It's just sad how little support there is for small business.
It is. It's asinine. I mean, what is it? How do you think this guy? The Chinese now are number one, their economy, and they're loaded with farms and small businesses that are ancillary to how they have become. I mean, the only reason they're the number one economy is because we made them that way, because we buy all of their junk. And that includes a lot of the food that comes from there that's unsupervised. It's almost like these people that are running the country are communists. So they have that's absurd. But there's something about what goes on that's so un-American. It's just Americans attacking other Americans, trying to destroy. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? There's a question. All right. Anyway, 888, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent so much, but I find it so, it's all about health, it's all about your well-being, it's all about making food choices, and it's what's going on here is, it's just every time you turn around, there's some new regulation. We talked about the 3,415 new regulations, this is part of it, that have come about as a result of the Thanksgiving Eve Holocaust, as I call all those new regulations. All right, let's talk about something that is good, and that is how to take care of it. If your heart's a flutter right now and you need to calm it down, you may need Heart Factors Plus, Ken.
Sure. Gentlemen, if you have not ordered Heart Factors yet, this is your best chance. Introducing the Heart Factors Plus Christmas and Holiday Season Sale at Chamonix. Heart Factors is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. Heart Factors will work for you or your money back, no questions asked. That's why I like it. Give yourself the gift of healthier blood pressure and improved cardiovascular health. Might just be the very best gift you'll get this holiday season. Call them right now.
All right, his number for Heart Factors Plus, the way to keep your heart functioning, your blood pressure levels perfect, 800-621-6313. Mention Dr. Ken, and you'll get the new CoQ10 blend, which comes along with Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. This is the most marvelous supplement we've ever talked about. 800-621-6313. Call now. Order it for Christmas. Heart Factors Plus.
Thank you. breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now 23 at the hour, as we continue with the Good Day Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and you may join us at 888-553-7536. News of the week, information personified. Sometimes we do follow-ups, like Dennis, who was on with us, I believe, last week, talking about his back.
Before we leave the Staying Alive, just people will save a life. Remember that tune, Staying Alive, because if you're ever out and you need to give CPR in an emergency, you can give hands only. It's just as effective as putting your lips on people's face, which obviously people feel uncomfortable as a stranger. It's a stranger. Now we know that hands-free CPR without doing anything mouth-to-mouth is just as effective. And just get that Bee Gees tune, the Staying Alive, in your ear, because that is the rate at which you do your compressions in the center of the chest. Just go down a few inches at the rate of Staying Alive.
All right, here we go. 888-553-7536. So, Dennis, we talked to you last week. I remember the conversation. You did what Ken said, and then what happened?
Well, I had the MRI, saw an orthopedic surgeon, and he could not find anything on x-rays, but I still had a problem, and I think all he thinks I want was a narcotic pain medication. But I'm still having a problem, and I'm between a rock and a hard place.
Dennis, my favorite question when you go initially to the doctor that all patients should ask is, what's my diagnosis? So you asked, it sounds like you did, you said, what's my diagnosis, and the orthopedic surgeon couldn't tell you?
No, he said there's nothing wrong with my back.
He said there's nothing wrong with your back. He didn't even think you had a muscle or a ligament strain?
No, sir. He said nothing.
So he ruled out a bulging or ruptured disc, and he hopefully made sure you don't have osteoporosis, any skeletal irregularities. What you need is, in this case, obviously you're still hurting, right?
Yes, sir.
I want you to go to a better diagnostician who will focus more on diagnosis and less on operating, okay? There's a specific, because it's a little hard for me without examining you. You may need some blood tests. You may have some inflammatory process going on that the orthopedic doctor couldn't diagnose without doing some blood work. And obviously, I believe you, Dennis. Dennis, I don't think you're just seeking narcotics. What I would do is find out where in Rome, Georgia, is the nearest experienced physical medicine and rehab doctor. These are medical doctors. They start out training more in the internal medicine side, the medical diagnostic physical therapy side of medicine, as opposed to the surgical side where the orthopedic surgeon's coming from. So they'll work a little harder diagnostically is what you need. So it's a PMR, Paul Mary Robert, physical medicine and rehab. These are some of the unsung heroes of medicine. They're not real well known, but they use, instead of surgery, physical therapy, medication to help with musculoskeletal issues, and they're very good diagnosticians if you find an experienced one. Get one, get one who hasn't been out, who's been out of training not too long ago and is very active and experienced, and that will be where you want to thread the needle. If you don't know of one, ask your local internist or family physicians, or ask a nurse. They'll know who the really good ones are locally.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Ken. I really enjoy your show, and I hope this
physical medicine and rehab, Dennis.
All right, Dennis. 888-553-1888-55-Dr.
Ken, 1-888-553-7536.
Got a stronger voice than I do, at least at the moment. Anyway, the
Not for long.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, I guess maybe not boys and girls because they don't have lines and wrinkles around their face yet. It takes a while for you to get older and more experienced, more seasoned, and more worried, if that's where they come from. Sometimes the lines and bags and puffiness just come from activity outside. How do we get rid of them, Ken?
Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for Christmas and holiday season. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She tells us that her husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. She also says that she has had remarkable results and says she can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix, it's an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results, proven safe and effective quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
All right, so here we go. 800-822-6145. When I say here we go, I mean here you go. That's the number to call for Genucel. It'll work in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. As Ken said, he's done the research. 800-822-6145. You got nothing to lose except those wrinkles, the bags, the puffiness. So why would you wait? And it's kind of a nice stocking stuffer, something to do good for yourself. Genucel, 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145. Half past the hour, or actually 29 past the hour in the Good Day Health Program.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With Doug, we're awaiting your calls. I'd love to share with you over 30 years in medicine, head-to-toe questions. You've been to the doctor's office. You know it's not so user-friendly anymore. You probably got to the parking lot. You forgot to ask the doctor questions. I'd love to answer any of those. If they're about you, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. What do you think about these electronic health records? What do you think about your doctor looking at a computer screen and not you right now? Medicine has definitely changed. If you've been to the doctor's office lately, you see the changes. I'd love to hear what you think about all this. Also, this right to die movement. Did Brittany Maynard change the minds of any of us about the right to die? I'd love to hear what you think about this. My patients were talking about this to me this week. The right to die movement. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. If you've been to the doctor and they couldn't figure out what your problem was, I'd love to get a chance at it. If they recommended some solutions and you want some other choices, I take a blended approach. I'm traditionally trained. I've been in medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, internship and residency at Duke University, fellowship at the University of California, San Francisco. You know, these are pretty heavy duty traditional places, but I also am very open to alternative medicine, especially if it has evidence behind it, and that is not an oxymoron. There now is evidence-based alternative medicine. I'd love to give you a blended approach to any problem you have and just peace of mind. If there's anything people ask me what my specialty is, it's really cardiology, but it's giving peace of mind. There'll be no bill. You'll be able to understand me. I won't talk down to you. I will give you respect. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Treat you the way I would like to be treated when I'm the patient.
All right, one of the news items this week has to do with the death of this fellow who was choked by the police officer. And I wonder, you know, we've all seen wrestling holds. Maybe we've horsed around with our siblings when we were younger, and they didn't die when somebody put a, what they describe as a choke hold, put your arm around somebody's neck. So why did this fellow, is there a difference? The hold is different. Do some people have different reactions to it? Some people's throats are stronger than others. Necks, what brought about or brings about a different reaction to that maneuver with different people?
Doug, I'd rather not speculate on this case. The grand jury testimony of the autopsy, as I understand, is, I looked for it last night, has not been released yet.
I wasn't looking for it. This brought up only, in my mind, not this specific case, but the essence of what happens when one, I don't know if there's a danger here, that you ought not to even in playing put your arm around somebody else's neck. I guess that's sort of where I really am more
well, it's
concerned.
It's very unusual that this happens. You know, think about the tens of, how many thousands of people that are arrested and actually do, you know, these maneuvers, which are not recommended, but this is a very unusual outcome, and there's probably something here more than we know about, and this is such a hot issue of emotion, and I don't want to stir it up any. I'd really rather deal in fact when we get the autopsy result.
But I won't presume. What I'm just saying is I wasn't talking about this case. It just brings
it's
this
very
case
unusual.
Brings up.
This is a very unusual outcome. Extremely rare. When was the last time you heard something like this happen?
Well, I didn't. I haven't. That's probably
exactly. This
one
is,
of the
there's something unique about what happened here, and we need to get the autopsy result to find out, and I don't want to speculate and add. I'm not going to add any fuel to this fire. I mean, we all need to live and work together and like each other.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I am listening. I'm okay. Not going there.
All right, okay. I didn't want you to go there. I want to go somewhere else, but let's go somewhere.
We don't know. You know, it's just speculative.
Maybe, but it isn't about this case. It's just about, in general, do people need to be careful when they're horsing around with somebody else, putting their hands or their arm around their neck? Is there something that might happen?
Well, if you can't talk, you're not breathing. And, I mean, that's an important aspect. If somebody, and that's the perplexing aspect of this case, he was saying, I can't breathe, and he was quite audible. And if you're moving, if you can hear a voice, you're moving air. So that's what's perplexing here.
All right. 888-553-7536. Let's try Kathy, who's listening to us in Burlington, Iowa. Hello, Kathy. What do you have, and what can we do to help you out with what you have?
Okay. What I have now is arthritis. But about 4 years ago, I had what was called polymyalgia rheumatica. And they treated me with steroid prednisone for 2 years. And it wasn't a high dose. It started with 20 milligrams, and then for the last 8 months, it was 1 milligram once a day.
Kathy, give me a second. Let me catch up with everybody so they know what you're talking about. The PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, is an inflammatory disorder. It causes muscle pain and stiffness. It usually occurs in the shoulders, neck, upper arms, and hips. And these symptoms usually come on quite quickly. This is not due to the most common kind of joint pains that people have, osteoarthritis, which we're, most of us are aware of as we get to middle age, the wear and tear of the joints. This is an inflammatory where the body actually attacks the body, and we speculate what causes this, but we really don't understand. You know, anytime the doctors say it's genetics or environmental exposures, we just don't really know.
Well, and then after treating me with steroid for 2 years, the doctor up in Iowa City said, the rheumatologist, he said, you no longer have that. It's gone. What you have now is bursitis. The pain and everything was the same. The only difference is my sed rate was lower. And now,
okay,
and
first,
he really
a sed rate, exercise. A sed rate is a measure of inflammation. When the body's immune system, which protects us from foreign bodies and bugs, starts attacking the joints, we measure in the blood this sedimentation rate. It goes up, and that's where you get these inflammatory arthritis diagnoses, as Kathy has gotten. And then apparently your sedimentation rate was high before they started the prednisone, correct?
Right.
And the prednisone tamps down the immune system so it doesn't aggressively attack the musculoskeletal system. And you had a good result. Your sedimentation rate went way down.
Well, everything except the sed rate, I mean, the pain and everything was still the same, only he was telling me it was bursitis, which he recommended exercise since I can't. I can't take cortisone shots. They cause a reaction, evidently, in my body.
Well, it's interesting. Bursitis is similar locations to where you were getting your problem with PMR. And, you know, it's a painful condition that affects these small fluid-filled sacs that are called bursa that cushion the bones, tendons, and muscles near your joints. So there is some overlap, very possible, between these two entities.
Well, now I have arthritis, only it is not only attacking my hips and my shoulders.
You have inflammatory, you have autoimmune type or just wear and tear, the usual type of osteoarthritis, or they don't know?
My GP did not tell me. He just said that I have arthritis.
Kathy, give me a second. You have... When the diagnosis keeps changing, it's usually because the unifying diagnosis is not clearly being made. So it's time for you to step it up to a rheumatologist, a specialist here, and get a unifying diagnosis. Because my humble opinion, there is one, and, you know, in the middle of the night when you hear hoofbeats, don't think of zebras. That's just a very important fact in medicine that we live by. And I think, you know, Doug's heard me say this. This is like the Chicago gangsters where, you know, they go from column A, one from column B, and they just, you know, shoot everywhere at the targets. You need a specialist who's going to, I hear your frustration, and you have the right to, and the problem here is you need a unifying diagnosis, and you will get, the pathway to doing that is going to a rheumatologist. These are internists who then do further specialization in inflammatory and joint issues.
That's who I went to up in the university, who switched from PMR to bursitis. How long ago
did you see the rheumatologist?
It's been about 2 years.
Okay, you need a 30,000-mile checkup.
Okay, right, I will try.
And if you're still confused, Kathy, when you see the follow-up with a rheumatologist, call me back. But I bet they'll untangle this for you.
888-553-7536. Steve's in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Steve, you're next up on the Hit Parade here. What's going on?
Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I am tired all the time and out of energy. It's been going on for a few years now, and no one's been able to come up with anything. Can you recommend anything?
Sure. Well, the first thing you need is a diagnosis, so you're not guessing. And this is probably one of the most common reasons why people go to the doctor, dealing with fatigue, decreasing exercise tolerance, and there's a lot of different reasons. First of all, you're 48. That's important for me to know. Are you? Do you have any other medical problems?
I have an ileostomy due to colon cancer and ulcerative colitis.
Okay. Well, I would imagine with those issues, you have diarrhea.
No. I mean, I have an ileostomy now, so that kind of.
Do you have an absorption problem? Do you absorb your nutrients the way you're supposed to?
It seems to be normal, yeah.
How is your height and weight?
I'm 5'6", and I'm 209 pounds.
Okay, so you don't have a problem. You're absorbing okay, I would imagine. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, what I want, I guess I'm not the first doctor you've talked to about this. Is that correct?
Right, and okay, they haven't been able to come up. They say my blood pressure's a little high.
Okay,
but.
Give me a second. So you are presenting with fatigue. They can't figure out a diagnosis. So I imagine if you've seen a doctor, they've all. I'm not going to assume anything, but what I would hope is they've ruled out the easy things, that you're not anemic, your red blood cell count is not too low. And we're going to talk about some news about high red blood cell counts a little later, but your red blood cell count is not too low. Your potassium isn't too low. Your thyroid is not too low, heart rate's not too low, blood pressure's not too low. Are any of these are the common causes of feeling fatigued. Have all these items been eliminated from the possibilities? This is detective work, Steve. This is how doctors think.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. And are you on any medicines right now that coincident in time to the onset of your fatigue? You started the medicine, and then shortly thereafter, you started having fatigue. Anything like that with the medicine you're on?
Nope, I'm not on any medication.
Okay,
right now,
so it's not a medicine. You don't sound like the happiest person in the group here. You know,
haven't been to see any good funny movies lately.
Exactly. Depression is a common cause of fatigue. You know, I don't want to play psychiatrist over the phone with you, but is depression a possibility?
Possibly, yeah.
Because that, I mean, I just, signs and symptoms of depression, you know, you feel hopeless, helpless, blue, you don't get any happiness out of anything that used to give you happiness. You may be overeating, you may be undereating, you don't take any pleasure in sexual activity, you don't have any interest in sexual activity. The activities that you used to find pleasurable, you don't even think about wanting to do. And when it gets really severe, you can start thinking about suicide. Is any of this a possibility, Steve?
Not as inflamed as, you know, you would think. You know what I mean?
Sleeping easily? People who are, you know, have depression have major issues with sleep. Either they sleep too much or they don't sleep at all or enough.
Maybe not enough or something.
The other thing is, you know, your height is a little short for your weight. Do you snore? Do you have sleep apnea? That's a common cause of fatigue. You know, people who just stop breathing while they sleep, they don't get good sleep. Does somebody sleep with you who loves you tell you that you snore?
No, not at all.
Okay, so
I'm single.
So you don't know. Okay, so you don't know if you you stop breathing, if you snore, if you stop breathing while you sleep. People who sleep with a partner who stops breathing when they sleep, they make a very distinctive grunting sound when they wake up, gasping for air. You know, those of us who have somebody like that we sleep with know it distinctly. But if you're sleeping alone, that could be a problem. But what's your neck size?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's not. You're not the smallest neck in the shirt store, are you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, so sleep apnea, definitely.
Wide body.
And you told me your blood pressure's up. That goes along with sleep apnea. Untreated sleep apnea will raise the blood pressure. You know, I think
like
that's
190 over 80.
190 over 80.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because you are obese, but, you know, you need to get that treated. And a common denominator between high blood pressure, your obesity, and fatigue could be untreated sleep apnea, Steve, as a common diagnosis. How do you like that?
Yeah. What would you be able to recommend, like, some kind of a little natural energy boost, maybe.
Steve, you need a diagnosis first. That is not the way to approach that. That is not good medicine. Don't ask me to be a bad doctor. I want you to get a diagnosis first and not cover up a symptom which could represent something very important. You know, you take a stimulant and you have sleep apnea, you're asking for future
99,
big issues with your heart attacks. So you don't want to cover up an important symptom unless you know what its cause is, okay? Don't ever push don't do the Joan Rivers things. Don't push your doctor to do the wrong thing.
All right, Steve, there's Dr. Ken's advice. Hopefully you'll be able to take it, and it'll do you some good. You're here because you want advice. You're here because you want to listen to other people talk about their problems to see if it's something that is correlative with yours. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air. Most listened to radio program dealing with your health on the weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's 53 after the hour, 888-553-7536. Sometimes there are people who call who want to have their own talk radio program. They want to talk about whatever it is that's going on, but they don't really know what's going on. So instead of asking for clarification, when you call, you're going to have a very quick conversation with Kara, who is the screener, if you will, and then you go on with Dr. Ken. We don't need you to tell Kara what your life story is, or to set things up. You need to have that conversation with Ken, because Kara is not a doctor. She doesn't want to practice without a license. I, however, do. I'm happy to practice without a license. Whatever you want to know, I'll give you my 2 cents worth. But mostly we're here to listen to Ken give advice. So having the conversation on the air is much more valuable than wasting 2-3 minutes trying to tell your story off the air, okay? The old word to the wise is sufficient. Alice Scipione taught me that in the fourth grade. 888-553-7536. All right, let's take a few minutes and talk about this situation with the FDA approving a drug
to treat a disease that most people can't even pronounce, Ken.
This is really a medical milestone. I'm not being overly dramatic. The FDA this past Friday approved a drug, brand name Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F-I. This is a pill for use in treating a problem called polycythemia vera. Sometimes it's called P. vera. Simply, it's a drug. It targets what's called a kinase inhibitor. It's manufactured by Incyte, and it offers a needed option for some people affected by this serious blood disorder. It's a type of so-called myeloproliferative disease. It's where the red blood cells just start being formed in very high numbers, and it's not quite clear why this happens. It affects about 50 in 100,000 Americans. This is about 1 in 2,000. And for reasons unknown, P. vera affects men more than women, and almost all cases occur in older people. Two-thirds become evident after age 50 years. And remarkably, this is the first time in history the FDA has ever approved a drug for P. vera. Patients with this condition, they typically have high numbers of red blood cells, and their blood runs very thick. They get hematocrits. You all see on your CBC, hemoglobin, hematocrit. When this hematocrit gets above 55, the blood can get very thick. It puts people at risk for blood clots and strokes. Or paradoxically, we don't quite understand it, sometimes you get more bleeding in certain cases. Many develop an enlarged spleen. This can be very painful. It can disfigure the abdomen. And among other problems, we get redness or itching all over the body. And for decades, the mainstay of treatment for P. vera were to get the leeches, literally phlebotomy, bloodletting. And for those whose symptoms aren't sufficiently held in check, we used a drug called hydroxyurea, which was not really that good. But for some people, it means actually getting blood withdrawn several times a month in some very serious cases. This drug, Jakafi, about 21% of those who received it do experience a reduced need for phlebotomy, as opposed to only 1% of those with P. vera who were randomized to other, the best available care. So it's a lot better than what's out there. It's not a magic bullet for everybody, but even the 1 in 5 patients who responded to this, if they can cut back on getting phlebotomy, it will change their life, because again, for many with this problem, there are so many red blood cells being formed in the body, they clog up the circulation and you end up having to give blood and getting blood withdrawn from your body up to several times a month, and it really cannot be a happy way to live.
All right, so that's a fairly complex story, but it sounds like it has a, I'm not a fan of the FDA's, but there's something here that makes sense. I guess maybe that, listening to you and trying to sort it all out, it sounds like...
There are new drugs that often are really not new. They look alike. This is a unique drug with no competition. This is a revolutionary breakthrough. Anyone you know who has too many red blood cells in their body, make sure they hear about this new drug, Jakafi.
All right. So we had plus and minus when it came to the FDA this week. That's a plus. What they're trying to do with the proposed food safety regulations is a minus. And if you want to take on these people, which basically is you protecting your own source of food, may I suggest that you go to a website that we will put up on the, we'll put at DougStephan.com. But for now, if you go to farmtoconsumer.org, I think you'll find the information that we were talking about earlier in the hour. 59 past the hour, Dr. Ken on the radio with Good Day Health.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
You're going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.